Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Christian Middle School students Sydney Van Arendonk, Abby Dart, Hattie Fancher, and Elizabeth Fink join us on today's program to talk about two teams that advanced to the State LEGO League Challenge this year.
And the four of you are a part of the LEGO League teams that qualified for state here at Pella Christian Middle School. First of all, let our listeners know what LEGO League is at this level and the things that you're doing as a part of this team.
LEGO League is a STEM competition where teams can form. Usually they're around like seven or eight people. There's a robot part of it where you build programs to do different tasks on the table. There's core values, which test how well your team works together, and there's a project, which it like changes the theme every year.
I'm going to ask what each of your role is then on your respective teams, because there are two of you in terms of the teams, and what are some of the things you do as a part of the competition?
So, personally, one of my jobs is usually project-related. So, the project theme this year was into orbit, space-related for NASA and sending people up to Mars. And so our team tackled the social-emotional aspect of human loneliness in space. And so pretty much what I did was I kept people on track and when they were working on the project and made sort of like a packet thing for judges with sources and information on it and stuff.
Well, we decided to tackle the food in space because there has been a lot of pollution. So we decided to find this water-soluble paper that it can dissolve in water, so then it can go to plants and other things like that. And my main job was the project.
Well, I'm kind of just an all-around person. I help with robot, I help with project, and mostly a lot of keeping people on the track. Mm-hmm. And honestly, our team would not be where it is if it wasn't for absolutely everyone on the team.
Well, I was the only person that did it last year from our team, so I'm kind of like Elizabeth said, all around. I also did a lot of the robot, teaching people how to program and helping them build attachments.
How does the challenge work then? So when you went to competition, what were the things that you were judged on as a part of using and utilizing your Legos?
Well, we were judged on a lot of different things, and one of our things was robot interview, and you have to explain to the judges how your robot is made and how the attachments are made and how your programs work and things like that. And for your project, you're judged on, how does everyone present? How does your solution address the problem? And does it solve the problem, or does it have other complications that make it harder to solve the problem?
And now then, each team advanced to state, and I understand there was an award as well that was won on one of the teams that was on top of that honor.
So we got the Global Innovation Award, which means we got picked out of 30 teams because we had the best project idea, and so we go on to showcase it at state.
We present it to a lot of people from big companies and from judges. It's a long 13-minute presentation. Mm-hmm. So, and if we're picked at state, we'll go to a national conference. And if we get first place there, we get $20,000 to further our advancement of our project. And if we get second and third, then we get $5,000.
What do you look forward to most about being able to go with the teams to state?
I'm looking forward to see how far our team improves. From the beginning of the year, we've just improved a lot and everyone seems to really enjoy it. So I'm just excited for that.
Yeah, to second what Sydney said, I think that it's exciting to just look at the beginning, how pretty much nobody knew how to program a robot. Nobody was really that great at working together. But since we've had weeks and weeks together in early mornings, it's been nice to have kind of an outside community outside of your normal school day that you can just hang out with.
Once again, those were Pella Christian Middle School students as a part of the LEGO League Challenge this year, including Sydney Van Arendonk, Abby Dart, Hattie Fancher, and Elizabeth Fink. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.